So tonight, I'm going to be your personal slut. But with a bit of a twist. You don't get to touch me. You don't even get to look at me, but I'm going to be making you explode with pleasure through the sound of my soft whispers and the smoothness of my voice. You will be given a series of instructions and requests that must be followed and are absolutely not up for discussion. So when I tell you to slow down, you will slow down. And when I tell you to speed up, well, I think you get the idea. For now, what I want you to do is to lie down on your bed completely naked, spread your legs a bit, and I want you to slowly rub your thighs with your hands. Really feel your hands sliding up and down as your cock twitches in anticipation for what's to come. That's right. Keep rubbing. And if you start to feel good and moan, hold it, no matter how good it feels. Now I want you to get lube and start to gently rub your cock in your hands. Imagine me lying next to you, planting kisses on your neck and face as you glide your fingers up and down your cock. Fondle your balls, but don't stroke too fast. Really focus on the movements and take it all in. Stroke it a little bit faster, but not too fast, not yet. At this point, I'd be kissing your chest, your thighs. I'd be kissing your whole body and making your legs shake and tingle. Now imagine that I'm leaning into your ear, really close. Imagine I'm whispering in your ear to stroke faster. Stroke it with purpose. If you're getting close to coming, slow right back down. I want you to enjoy every moment of this. I want you to think about fucking every hole I have as I grab your hair and beg you, keep fucking me, daddy, keep fucking me. At this point, if you haven't already, slow your strokes down. Shh. I know how good this feels, but not yet. Not yet. At this point, I would just make out with you as you stroke your cock. I'd moan in your mouth as I'm experiencing bliss as our tongues embrace one another. Now, with your dick in hand, instead of stroking, thrust your hips as your cock fucks your hand. Imagine it's my tight pussy that's gripping your throbbing cock. Keep fucking it just like that. Keep thrusting like that. Harder and faster, really fucking your hand. Shh, shh, no moaning, no coming. Slow down, slow down. Go back to stroking your cock. You know, it's really a shame. It's a shame I can't be there to do this to you myself, but this should be more than enough to help you forget about that test I cheated on, right, Professor? I really promise I didn't cheat on purpose. I'm a really good girl. And I know at this point you want to burst cum and I wish you could just cover my face in it. But maybe this relationship of ours can grow and manifest into something more interesting. And trust me, your wife doesn't need to know about this. Your wife wouldn't want to gag on your cock until she couldn't breathe either. I know how frustrated you are with her. She doesn't please you like I would. When I saw you on the first day of class, I knew I wanted to be used by you and to worship your cock. After that day, I've had fantasies with you. That I want you to fuck me in the room you lecture in. That I want you to pump cum down my throat during your office hours when a student is waiting right outside for you. Even the fact that I want to feel your cock unload in my pussy as we're in your car right outside your house, as your wife is waiting for you inside, having no idea what we're doing. See, why instruct you how to jack off when I can just tell you exactly what I want us to do together? Who's to say I didn't just use cheating as an excuse to get in your pants and give in to the desires and lust that lives within me? A teacher fucking a student. I know that just makes your cock as hard as a rock. The forbidden fruit that's right in front of you begging to be eaten, just as I'm begging to be eaten out on the classroom desk as my juices drip down the side of my leg. My thighs are trembling just thinking of the possibilities. I want you so badly. Oh, right. I almost forgot. You want to come soon, don't you? Well, if you're close at this point, I want you to rub your cock until you can't take it anymore. And I want you to unload and come all over yourself. Yeah, just come. Come for me, Daddy. I wish I could see your toes curl in satisfaction from the well-earned orgasm. But unfortunately, I have to go. But I'll see you on Monday. I'll be in the front row, as always.